With your Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen. If you're harvesting timber in the Northwest, you might see your prices rise due to the wildfires that are exacting an economic toll in the British Columbia timber industry. CBC News reports that the wildfires in the BC interior that have forced some sawmills to halt operations have resulted in a boost in lumber prices at a time when forestry companies have been squeezed by softwood duties on exports to the U.S. Kentan Mamtora, an analyst with BMO Capital Markets, was also quoted by CBC saying that he expects Canadian lumber prices will rise between 6 and 8% over the next couple of weeks, partly due to a limited supply. By 2018, Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado dairy farmers will merge with another regional association, DairyMax, that includes producers in Texas, New Mexico, Kansas, and Oklahoma. CEO of DairyMax, Mike Conkle, is encouraged about the merger.
Dairy Management Incorporated, DMI, is our national organization, and there are 18 state and region organizations that help and execute the unified marketing plan in conjunction with DMI. And the work that DairyMax and our Western Dairy Association are doing is very, very similar. And it is really, in my opinion, a great fit.
Conkle adds that with the new merger, it's up to the current dairy leadership of both entities to help shape what the merged board will look like. With your Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.